And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. You are tuned in to the Now program. I'm Scott Spears. It is a Monday, July the 18th, 2016, 1:17 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are all excited here because tomorrow morning, we all head out to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. But we will be doing live programs from the Republican National Convention Quicken Loans Arena Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 12 to 2 p.m. This show will be on the road. And then each night from 7 to 8 p.m. we will be doing live broadcast to pre-show the big speakers at night. Tuesday night will be Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. Wednesday night will be Mike Pence, Vice Presidential Candidate. And Thursday night will be Donald Trump. And as Donald Trump accepts his nomination of the Republican Party on Thursday night, there will be a special broadcast as soon as his speech ends. So if you're watching his speech on television, as soon as it's over, you flip to this station, and we will be on for an hour wrapping up the entire convention and Mr. Trump's acceptance speech. So those are the times. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 12 to 2, 7 to 8 at night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursday night, 11 to 12. Get your papers and pencils out. And we also will be calling in during the Faye Bank Charlie Evers show Wednesday and Thursday morning between 10 a.m. and noon to give reports about what's going on and who we might have on those programs that day, because we don't know who's going to be on those programs yet. We won't know till we get there, but we will be at the Quicken Loans Arena, the Q, in Cleveland, Ohio, starting tomorrow with WWGH Radio's live coverage of the Republican National Convention. Remember, the only news source from Marion, Ohio, going to the Republican National Convention. And also remember, you can get us live on the internet, www.wwgh1071.com. And if you're at work during any of this, any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app. It's absolutely free. And search WWGH. Now, as we head into this big hullabaloo over the next 3 days here in Ohio, there's one man who we have to have on. People didn't think we could get him. We got him anyway. We only get him for 10 minutes. He's very busy. It's a very busy time for him. 60 Minutes last night, the big speech on Thursday night. Presumptive nominee, only presumptive for 3 more days, for the Republican Party for President of the United States. We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.
And you've got, I just learned this morning, you've got Chachi, you've got Scott Baio.
I've got Scott Baio, and I think we all know how big of a star he is. He's a huge, huge star. People listen to him, they see his movies, they watch his TV shows, they read his books. I mean, this guy's really big. We're so lucky to have Chachi, Scott Baio.
Oh my goodness, it's really record-breaking. And did I hear there's a possibility Don King and Bobby Knight could be their sports contingent?
Absolutely. You know, I love sports. I'm big on sports. I think sports are fantastic. I hope Bobby comes because he loves to throw chairs, and I'd love him to throw some chairs. I think that would be fantastic. Really a lot of fun. Yeah, I don't want him to hit anybody because, you know. But I think it'll be great. And Don King's always been a fantastic guy, and I love boxing. I did a lot of boxing in Atlantic City, so
you know,
it's very exciting to have these people.
Donald, I did a little investigating work, and I heard that you and Don King go to the same hairdresser.
That's not true. That's a horrible, horrible rumor started by Hillary Clinton's people. I should say crooked Hillary Clinton. Listen, Scott, I want to tell you something. I have been saying crooked Hillary Clinton so much recently that the words are now interchangeable. Did you know this?
I didn't know that.
People are now saying, hey, your tie is Hillary, or that painting on the wall is Hillary. That's how incredible. That's how powerful I am. I'm able to make the meanings of words change.
You are a powerful man, Donald. Now what do we have in store for your big acceptance speech Thursday night?
Well, before I get to that, I have to talk about your terrible, terrible, terrible governor, John Kasich.
Oh, no.
I think what he's doing is terrible. Did I mention it's terrible? Because I think it's terrible. He's not endorsing me, which I think is crazy. He's really not helping at all. He's not showing up. I don't know what this guy's problem is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's got like a supercut haircut. He has a terrible suit on. I could really, really help this guy out, but I have to tell you something. I am not going to help him because he's not helping me. And I'm a very nice guy, but he is not being nice to me.
Well, Donald, that was on my list of things to ask you about because he...
Well, I had to get right to it because I just cannot get over that he's doing this. It makes no sense.
Well, he said, and this is his quote, he said, I'm going to get Kasich's quote right here. He says, "Why would I feel compelled to support someone whose positions I kind of fundamentally disagree with?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, but doesn't he know we're in the same party? I mean, Mike Pence and I don't agree on anything, nothing. And he's my VP.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, Donald. I was watching 60 Minutes last night, and I saw that interview.
Did Leslie Stahl look fantastic? That is a good-looking older woman. I have to tell you, that woman looks great. She really does. Very, very sexy. I mean, she's too old for me. You know what I mean? I always say 44 and out the door. But, you know, as older women go, she's very, very attractive. I just have to say that.
But, yeah, Leslie Stahl is a looker, that's for sure. But
she uses a lot of really big words. I have to say, she's very smart for a woman. Most women aren't as smart as her. She's very, very smart.
Well, Donald, and I want to ask you the question now, because you seem to evade this, and you're not an evasive guy, but when she would ask you, do you really want to be president, you would say things like, I am going to make America great again, but you weren't.
Well, because I am. I am going to make America great again. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Scott, we're not winning anymore. When I'm president, we're going to be winning so much. You're going to call me and say, Donald, we're winning too much. I can't handle all this winning. And I'm going to say, you know what, Scott? We're just going to keep winning. That's how fantastic.
But do you want to be president?
I have to tell you, I am going to make America great again. It's going to be really incredible, and you're going to be very, very happy. You just wait and see.
Leslie Stahl and I both fail on this question. Okay, but poor Mike Pence last night, you know, that's your first interview together.
I met the guy like 10 minutes before, I have to tell you. We were on stage one day, and then, you know, then he took off. He had to go do something in Indiana and wreck their economy or something. I don't know what he did.
Does he matter to you at all at this point, Donald? Because last night you just ran him. He was there, but I think he maybe said 10 words in the entire interview.
I thought that was a hologram. I didn't realize that was really him sitting next to me. Well, you know, I have to say, you know, like Mike and I, in the real world, Mike and I probably wouldn't know each other. And I have to be very honest. And I was very honest during the interview. I said, he could disagree with me. That's okay. You know. But, the thing was, I was thinking about Newt Gingrich, as you probably know. And that was kind of a fake out just to get him to leave Fox News. So now he's lost his contract with Fox News, so Newt's screwed. But the thing with Newt is he's too big. He talks a lot. Wouldn't you agree?
He does. Two pirates.
He talks a lot. He never shuts up. And I thought, you know what? I can't have that. I cannot not have that. And then I was thinking about Chris Christie, who I've mentioned many, many times before. I like Chris. He gets my dry cleaning. He gets, you know, fast food for it. He just runs all these amazing errands. You know, he'll shut down an entire bridge just to get us some Chinese food. It's really, really incredible. I have to say that. But, you know, I like Chris. You know, and he's like most Americans. He's like most Americans. Type A personality, type 2 diabetes. But the issue that I saw with Chris was, and, you know, we've already had problems with the Trump-Pence logo. I think you know about this. But I was afraid with Chris they were going to make jokes. And I don't like to be made fun of. And they were going to say Trump and plump. And I didn't want that for Chris. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing, Donald. The big news play out of the interview last night on 60 Minutes was when Leslie Stahl says your vice presidential candidate here, Mike Pence, voted for the Iraq War, the same war that Hillary Clinton voted for. Now, you said you forgive him. Everybody's entitled to make a mistake, but you don't forgive Hillary. You just took that off the table, Donald, with Hillary.
Well, the thing is, I don't like... Listen, if I like you, I'll forgive you. I don't like you, I'm not going to forgive you. It's as simple as that. You know what I mean? I don't like Hillary. What she did was wrong. It was a terrible vote. It was a huge, huge mistake. What Mike did, you know, it was just a one-time thing. He probably didn't really think about it. You know, I can parse these things out. I'm very parsable. A lot of people don't. I can parse like no one else can parse.
Boy.
I'm an amazing parser.
You certainly can. Donald, one more thing I got to talk to you about in this very busy time, because of all these great people you're having at this star-studded event, you know, Paul Ryan's got a primetime spot. Are you good with that?
I'm fantastic with that. I hope he takes back some of the things that he said.
I wouldn't count my chickens.
I think he could just do like just to apologize. He could do like 15 minutes of apologies on me, I think.
Is that what? Okay, we'll see if that happens. That's Tuesday night. But here's the important thing. One person who won't be there at this big star-studded convention is somebody who you've been out on the campaign trail with, Sarah Palin. Now, I want to read your quote, because you told us you were very honest, you were very straightforward.
Right.
Why she won't be there. You told the Washington Examiner, and here is the quote. It's a little bit difficult because of where she is. We love Sarah. A little bit difficult because of, you know, it's a long ways away.
It is. It's a long way away, and planes only go there like once or twice a month. So planes that fly out of that part of Alaska, is actually in Russia. That's why she can see Russia from her porch. So that part of Alaska that she's in, the Russian part, they don't always fly in and out, and she just can't make it. I would love, love, love to have Sarah there, but she's very, very busy doing nothing. So I got to let her have that.
You got to let her have that. Donald, most important thing you're looking forward to at the convention?
I'm looking forward to my kids speaking and my beautiful, beautiful daughter, Ivanka. She's amazing. I was considering her as my VP. But, you know, she's Orthodox Jew, and from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturdays, I can't get to her because she's not allowed to have anything electric or phones or anything. So I thought, you know what, that might not work if there's a major catastrophe.
Well, all this being said, Donald, the new report's out today. You're behind in the battleground states. Ohio, you're even trailing 7 points down in the national poll, and all the media is going to be there, and you haven't had, I mean, we'll be there, and you haven't had the best relationship with the media.
Well, I don't like the media. They're a disgrace. They're horrible. They're absolutely terrible, terrible, terrible people. I don't like any of them, and I honestly don't understand why they keep giving me such bad press. I don't get it.
I can't imagine.
Yes, and as far as these numbers, me being down, those particular numbers are terrible numbers. Those are not good numbers. Those are the bad numbers. And I have to tell you, the people who are polling, who are doing this polling stuff, these surveys or whatever you call them, I've never heard of Quinnipiac. I don't know what that is. Okay, that sounds like a fruit or a vegetable. And I don't think they should be calling people and asking them questions.
Well, final question, Donald. I know it's hard for you to believe, but what would happen? What would happen? Because the Democratic convention's next week, President Obama's going to speak, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, Bernie Sanders is with Hillary now.
Oh, I know, and it's going to be in Philadelphia, which is a dump city. It's an absolute dump. I hate that place. It's terrible.
City of brotherly love.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, and we've also got, like I say, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. She doesn't like you. She'll be speaking.
Oh, you mean Pocahontas? No, I don't like Pocahontas. I don't like a goofy Elizabeth Warren, crazy Bernie Sanders. You know, Bernie Sanders actually combs his hair with a balloon. Did you know that? That's why it's always standing up.
I did not realize that. President Obama will be there?
I don't like him either.
Vice President Joe Biden?
I like Joe. Joe's a nice guy. He's actually a very nice guy. He's very handsy.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Former President Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton. You know, I used to golf with Bill. I like Bill. Bill's a good guy. I don't like his wife.
I understand.
You know? And as I've said before, this is a quote. I have said, if Hillary Clinton can't satisfy her husband, how is she going to satisfy the entire United States?
Well, and that leads me to my final question, Donald. I know it's hard for you to believe, but on November the 8th, what happens if Hillary Clinton gets the votes and she's our next president? What will you do? You're always a winner.
If that happens, this will have been a tremendous waste of my time, I have to tell you. There were so many other projects I put aside. New golf courses, new buildings, all these other things. I mean, I just can't believe that's going to happen. I just can't believe. I'm going to win. I'm tracking. I'm ahead in all the polls that matter to me. I'm ahead in.
What about What about all? What about 100,000 protesters in Cleveland this week? Does that give you pause?
I think that's fantastic. I mean, nobody has more protesters than me. And wait till the riots. You're going to see fantastic riots in Cleveland. These are going to be the best riots you've ever seen. I inspire amazing riots, and these are going to be top-notch riots.
Well, I tell you what, Donald, I know it's such a busy time for you. I can't thank you enough. I know you dislike the media, but I always thank you for stopping by.
Well, you know, Scott, you've always been very, very nice to me. You don't hit me with any of those hardball questions, which I think is great. I really appreciate that.
Well, we should mention to everybody, this is, without question, the best Donald Trump. Donald's got busy things to do this week, so we got the best Donald Trump impersonator in the world, John D. Domencio. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Everybody can check me out at johnnyd.net, johnnyd.net, and I've got, you can see me on Fox, you can see me on Conan, and a bunch of the other stuff that I'm doing. So.
Keep on keeping on.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thank you,
talk
John.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Woo! That was fun.
Wow.
What better person to have on this day? He is so good. If you tuned in during that, I'm always a little afraid sometimes because when you have an impersonator on, you say the people that they're impersonating first, but I'm always afraid if somebody tuned into that, they would really think that we had Donald Trump on the line. He's so good.
Oh. Man, even when he answered the phone, I mean, you know. It was
he's solid. He's absolutely. What those lines?
Oh, Trump and plump.
Type A personality, type 2 diabetes. He's busy getting my laundry and doing all beautiful.
Chinese food.
Beautiful lines. What do you think of Johnny D., John D. Domencio, our Donald Trump impersonator?
What do you say, planes only fly into that part of Alaska?
He's you know, it's not just that he's got Trump's voice down. He's got his personality down.
Yeah, he does. He sure does.
Everything is tremendous. It's tremendous. It's going to be wonderful.
I'm a winner, Scott.
Those are going to be the best riots you've ever seen. The most fantastic riots.
Because I ensue a lot of riots.
I have the best riots you've ever. Perfect. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, after that's all being said, what do you make of VP Mike Pence?
Boy, I don't know a lot about him except for he's the guy that tried to invoke the thing in Indiana where it says you don't have to serve a
LGBT person, on your religious belief.
Yeah.
The governor of Indiana, yes. So what's your makings of that?
I don't know. I know the thing didn't pass, is that right?
They had to repeal that,
I believe.
Yeah,
okay.
He signed it into law.
Oh, okay.
But.
I don't know. I mean, but based on that right there, I just don't know if the guy is very intelligent, you know, or not. I mean.
In that interview, they didn't let him talk much.
You said he kind of got ran over a little bit in that interview.
He got ran over. and the whole Iraq thing was just.
And he voted for the Iraq war.
Now, the people who are following Trump, was Pence a good choice? 740-383-9944. And Johnny D. got into Kasich there. I didn't even have to bring that. That's a hot-button topic.
Yeah.
Should Kasich be doing this? Or should he take one for the party and just go there and...
That's what I say. I mean, it makes Ohio look terrible, I think.
Why do you think he's doing it?
I think he... Part of me says he's doing it to prove a point that, you know, that he doesn't agree with, how do you say it, the majority or whatever of what he says. So I think he's trying to make a statement or make a point that, but in the long run, he's really, I think, just hurting Donald Trump.
But it's in Ohio.
Yeah.
That's what I say. He didn't have to go there and endorse Donald Trump.
Right.
I don't think Rubio will endorse Donald Trump.
But he could have at least spoke and tried. I mean, it would have helped maybe unite the party or something, you know, but...
This is a Republican Party divided.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a division this strong within a party. Have you?
No, never. Never, never, never.
Why would he pick I thought for sure he would pick Christie or Gingrich because they would be attack dogs.
Uh-huh.
They know Hillary and they would go after her all the time. Pence is not going to do that.
No.
And Pence disagrees with him on so much.
Yeah. Is it going to be something to where... Almost like in business, you know how you have a silent partner. Is that what Pence is going to be, like the silent guy? You know, just stay
back. Is that what
there.
He wanted?
Yeah, I think that's what, because those other two guys got big personalities, and maybe.
But don't you want somebody to go after Hillary, or is that Donald's territory?
Well, evidently he's thinking that he's that person that wants to.
I don't know. Was Mike Pence the guy, folks? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call and we will get you up on the air. Now, what has this all been about? The concealed carry laws. The police officers, my understanding, in Cleveland said that the governor should have suspended the concealed carry law.
And he said no dice.
Well, he said he can't do it.
Yeah. I heard him say he couldn't do it, so.
Well, which is true?
Well, that means that they cannot carry him into the Quicken Loans arena.
No, you can't carry him into the Quicken Loans arena,
but
period.
You can have him on the perimeter, though.
No.
No? Okay.
No, you can't have him on the perimeter, but you can carry him in the streets.
Okay. Oh.
But the governor could have suspended it the point where if you were even seen with a gun, you could be arrested.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But he wouldn't do that.
And he's not showing up for the convention. So you can't even really call him on it because he's not going to be there.
I just can't imagine he wouldn't come and say welcome.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, why would he not? I mean, if the anticipation is something's going to happen, which a lot of people say, why would he not repeal that concealed carry?
Well, it's going to be... God forbid if something does happen and protesters are hurt or police officers are hurt, Kasich's career might come to a quick end.
Could come to an end.
Because they asked him, the officers in Cleveland asked him just to repeal this during the convention.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can arrest people who have guns.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do it. So said he couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
Said he didn't. It wasn't a choice.
What was he getting pressure, I wonder, from...
He said it to me like he didn't have the authority to do it.
Really? I wonder who he'd have to go to.
I was watching C-SPAN over the weekend. Somebody called in on C-SPAN and said, I don't understand why they're not allowing guns in the Quicken Loans arena. That it's much more safer when you have people with guns there. I mean, literally, that was a call into C-SPAN.
They said that.
On C-SPAN, Sunday morning.
Oh, boy. I don't even know where to begin on a statement like that. I mean,
does anybody really believe that would be a good idea?
Yeah. I mean, that's almost like saying, what's the law now? You can have a gun in a bar, but you can't drink.
Well, here, you know why I have no fear about this. Somebody told me, a Secret Service agent said that Barack Obama has gotten more death threats than all presidents combined.
Oh, wow.
A lot of it based on color and racism.
Sure.
He's never been assassinated. Anytime he has spoken, nothing's ever happened. Whether it was a campaign rally, Democratic convention, speech he's made, stumping for Hillary, nothing has ever happened at those events.
Yeah.
Because at those events, the Secret Service is not allowing anything.
They handle the security.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you look at all the major tragedies, they came unexpected. Nobody was looking at the World Trade Centers on September 11th. Nobody was looking at the Pentagon on September 11th. Nobody was looking in Dallas two Thursdays ago. Nobody was looking at this club in Miami last month. Nobody was looking at this hall in San Bernardino. They do these things at places where security is low.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do it at a place where security's high. New Year's Eve would be the best place in Times Square if you really wanted to do some damage. How many times has anything ever been done in New York?
Yeah.
It's because the security is so thick.
Uh-huh. Yes. It's a good point. So I think that it's going to be one of the safest places, I mean, if not the safest place probably in the world to be.
Well, they already knew. See, here was the thing that the protesters tipped their hand. They said, we're going to protest. So they knew. So they called the Coast Guard. They called Columbus and said, we need 200 extra police officers on horses. They called the Secret Service and said, we're going to sweep this place every day for bombs. They made it so you have to have 3 security checks and you can't even get on the perimeter. Let alone the building.
Yeah.
You can't even get on the perimeter if the Secret Service hasn't checked you out.
And the guy, the folks there that were getting their credentials whenever I was there, they were adamant about, the guy went over 50 times probably and made, do not lose it, because you will not
be permitted.
You know, and so he was explaining that to everybody because a lot of people were taking him back to their...
Plus, I think a lot of people think this is an event you can enter. If you have not been cleared, you can't enter.
Period.
And if you had a felony on your background when they searched you, you were not given a credential.
Yeah.
If you had any, if you were on an FBI watch list, they did not grant you a credential.
Yep. They made that very clear, you know.
So,
I mean, thank God, luckily for me, I talked to two nice ladies at the secret, you know, whatever I got. But they were pretty rough on a lot of people up there, you know.
So there you go. 740-383-9944. What do you think of WWGH's broadcast from the Republican Convention coming up? Remember, get a pen and paper, because here it is. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll be live from there, 12 to 2 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, special program, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then following Trump's speech on Thursday night, as it all wraps up, we'll be on live from 11 p.m. till midnight. Now, also, the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show on Wednesday and Thursday morning from 10 until noon, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, will be calling in reports. So those are the shows to listen to. Sean Kraft will be back here anchoring. Adam Lepp will be back here anchoring. I think Sean's going to anchor on Tuesday. Adam's going to anchor on Wednesday. And Sean's going to anchor on Thursday, possibly with Adam, a combination of both. So that's the times you want, folks. What do you think? What are you? If you could have us go interview somebody, who is it? If we could get them at the Republican convention, who would you want us to get?
You know, everyone's going to say Trump.
Trump. But who is somebody who you'd like us to grab?
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Could be a news person. Do you think there should have been guns in the convention hall?
Absolutely not.
But the theory always is if there is guns in there,
safer.
It's going to be safer.
Yeah. I disagree. You know, I think what's going to make it safer is that the Secret Service is handling the security. I think in the past, the things that's kind of lapsed has been, I don't think we've had Secret Service do the security necessarily.
That's true.
So, and I, like I say, and I don't mean to keep beating this dead horse, but I was up there Saturday, and I'm telling you, it's going to be airtight. Because these two ladies, they weren't messing around, the ones I talked to. I mean, they pulled four or five people out of line up there.
What do you think, listeners out there? Should they have allowed concealed carry inside the convention? John Kasich doing Donald Trump a great disservice? Was Mike Pence the right man after the interview we saw last night on 60 Minutes to be Trump's vice president? Are you looking forward to Trump's speech on Thursday? What do you think he'll say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I love the whole Don King thing, too. I love that.
Well,
you go to the same barber.
Don't you think that Donald Trump and they have the same name?
Yeah, and Chachi.
And Chachi. Now, you know, you are in trouble for speakers when you're inviting a TV star from the next.
I was going to say, has he ever been on Celebrity Apprentice?
I mean, was Betty White busy?
Chachi. Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
Was DeMond Wilson from Sanford and Son? You couldn't get him? Or Sally Struthers?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, man.
Chachi.
Oh my.
What is that?
The last show I remember he was on VH1, and I don't think it lasted very. What was it? 40 and Single or something? It was with Scott.
Yeah.
Mayo.
This is the guy who's going to be speaking at the National Political Convention. Does that make any sense to
it
you?
Makes none whatsoever.
And Antonio Sabato Jr. I saw.
Oh really?
Didn't he end up on a soap opera?
He was on a soap opera.
He's a speaker.
Was it Days of Our? I think it was Days of Our Lives.
I think Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, Bold and the Beautiful. Okay.
So. And he's going to be a speaker.
I don't want to say you're digging the bottom of the barrel here.
And his family. He's got his family.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell will speak.
Of course.
Other than that,
I wonder if Rand Paul. You think maybe? Or?
No, I don't think Rand Paul's guy. Chris Christie will.
Chris Christie. Okay.
Newt will.
You said what? Marco Rubio. Was
Marco called? Rubio will. Ted Cruz will.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think they gave him primetime spots.
Ah.
Could this thing be a debacle as far as the support
of
Trump?
And pardon the pun I'm going to say on this, but I think the whole thing could blow up.
Well, Ben Carson will be there.
Oh, Dr. Carson.
I've got my pillow already.
Is he going to quote the Quran or whatever?
I can't follow Ben Carson.
Man, he puts me to sleep.
I think he's a nice man.
Yeah.
He seems like a very nice man, but I can't follow when he talks.
Some of them earlier quotes you played from, what?
He just confuses me.
Yeah, like, he'd start off here, and then he was all over the place.
But you know, if Donald Trump's elected, he'll be Secretary of Education or something to that.
Surgeon
General probably will be where he ends up.
Yeah.
Where will Christie end up?
he'll be the
White House chef
with food.
Yeah, he'll be the White House chef. Newt Gingrich, I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to make Newt Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense.
Yeah,
something of that nature.
What would he have? What do we have for Little Marco and Lion Ted?
I don't think they're going to go anywhere near his campaign.
Maybe Kasich. I wonder if he had a job.
Maybe he'll offer Kasich a job. Try to mend those fences that are so tightly bound.
Well, he might need someone to shine his shoes or something. So maybe he could have Kasich do that.
You ever notice how Donald Trump always picks on people's thing that they are clearly most self-conscious about?
Sure.
Like Carly Fiorina's face, and Megyn Kelly's woman being a woman, and Rosie O'Donnell's weight, and Marco Rubio's height, and Ted Cruz's honesty.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think it's obviously it's like when you were in school, and of course you got that bully that always. I mean, the bully always seems to pick on the kid that he knows. You know, and it's the same thing with Donald.
But who would have thought he could bully these people around?
I can't believe they let themselves be bullied.
Like Jeb Bush. That was the first one.
Yeah.
Low energy.
Yeah.
And he, when he did that, he blew Jeb Bush away.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he ever regained.
Never did.
You know, he started to get a little momentum, but I just think that comment right there just was kind of.
And Jeb Bush's wife is Latino. The moment he did not come out and say, listen, you're going to apologize to my wife on this stage right now, or I'm going to take you outside.
Yep.
If he'd have done that, he would have set the tone. We wouldn't have had any trouble. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump would have never went anywhere.
Yep.
He would have shut him down.
Yeah.
But he didn't. When Donald Trump got away with picking, and then he went and picked on Ted Cruz's wife.
Yeah.
And he didn't shut him down.
Yeah. I think, what was that photo or something?
Yeah.
Well, then the reporter went, you know, the.
A handicapped reporter he made fun of.
He just, and then it was the whole, the moderator, was it Megyn Kelly?
Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, he you know, I mean, he got on her. I mean, the guy, I think that's what it's going to take. It's going to take someone to hit him in the mouth is what it's going to happen.
Will Hillary be that person?
I hope she's strong enough to do it.
Do you think she is?
I don't think she can by herself, but I think if she incorporates the help of some other people, like a
Elizabeth Warren doesn't mind
Elizabeth
doing it.
Elizabeth Warren, yeah. Or, I was going to say, even Bill might.
Well, what's Bernie got to lose now?
Yeah, exactly. He should be in attack mode right now.
Or President Obama. What's he got to lose?
Yeah. Them guys all, I think, it might take a concerted effort from all of them to hit him in the mouth, but someone's got to hit him in the mouth. I think.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
What do you think, folks out there? We want to hear from you. 740-383-9944. There are so many questions on the table. Has the Republican convention opened up today with a shot, basically, that Governor Kasich was called an embarrassment by the Donald Trump campaign? Do you think that's right? And the fact that Governor Kasich will not appear at the Republican convention in Ohio, the state he's governor of, is a detriment to Donald Trump, is a detriment to anybody. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Scott. It's Adam with my obligatory comment.
Well, go ahead.
I had some cabinet suggestions. Of course, you should be Secretary of the Press. I mean, who else would be a better candidate than yourself?
Press Secretary, I think so.
The ace reporter of all of not just Central and Mid-Ohio, but the entire country. but definitely Ted Cruz, Ambassador to Canada. I mean, what better choice would that be?
You never know.
And last but not least, a new position, IT Secretary. Of course, that would be yours truly.
There you go.
Those are my suggestions.
Well, Trump's got the money.
Really, really enjoy your show today. Very insightful.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And again, Adam will be anchoring the coverage on Wednesday and possibly Thursday with Sean Kraft, and we thank him. And, of course, Adam, the Computer Guy, show every Tuesday and Thursday here on the station, 9, 10 until 10 a.m., Tuesday and Thursday. Don't miss that. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to weigh in. Boy, the topics are out there. They are Pence. Was he the right guy to be vice president? Has Governor Kasich done the right thing by not going to the Republican convention? Is that good or bad? Is Hillary 7 points ahead going into the Republican convention? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's almost a black eye for Ohio that John Kasich's not going. I mean, it's the old adage. Excuse me. You take one for the team, and that's what, you know, he's not doing.
But do you have to, though? Do you really have to?
It's not. I mean, no. I was going to, you know, he doesn't have to. It's his choice. But, it just looks terrible that he's.
Well, I just don't understand why he couldn't go and speak.
Speak, yeah.
He didn't have to endorse Trump.
Right.
Which is, I think, his big hang-up.
Yeah.
Is he doesn't want to endorse Trump.
Yeah. And I don't think that if he went, I don't think that they would expect him to endorse Trump. But they would expect maybe, like you say, a speech or something. I mean, like you say, even just a welcoming or something.
You know, I'm the governor of Ohio. This is a Republican state. I'm a Republican. You know?
Yeah. I think, how? I mean, do you think this will trickle down? I mean, because I know there's a number of positions available, like cabinet or Senate-wise, or whatever. You think this will even trickle down to affect those, maybe?
Well, a guy like Rob Portman, I mean, this is happening in his state.
Uh-huh.
Now, he'll be there, but will that be of any great importance when the governor is picketing? Is the governor backing Rob Portman?
Right. Oh, that's a good point, you know, yeah.
You know, and that does this kind of show busy, does this rub off on the Republican Party in any negative way?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does. I think it's a. Am I right by saying a direct reflection upon the party, or?
I'm not sure where the party is.
That's why I think it's so hard to decipher, because you don't know. I mean, they're in such disarray that you don't know.
But this laid out, though, you know, 2 weeks left in July. They've got all of August, all of September, all of October. They've got 3 months and about 3 weeks left. Well, how can you turn it around?
Yeah.
I mean, the worst week that Hillary could possibly have has happened.
Uh-huh.
The email thing.
Right, right.
So what more can you do besides the debates?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think Trump's really going to handle her in the debates?
Boy, I tell you what, he better be on his game, because now, really, with all this controversy behind her, I mean, it's full steam ahead for her, you know. And
do you think he's going to get away calling her Crooked Hillary on the debate stage?
I don't think so. I think she's got some nicknames for him, you know, Bankrupt Donald or something like that, I'm sure.
But is that the right way to approach it?
It's never the right way, but it's his MO. I mean, that's the way he...
Because the debates are always so important. Once these conventions are over, really the only thing left is the debates.
Mm-hmm. And this is kind of is it kind of an audition for those debates, maybe? I mean...
Well, they'll get up and they'll make their points and they'll say what they've got to say, but in the long term, is it really going to matter?
Yeah, that's what we'll have to just wait and see, maybe.
Well, I guess my question is anything going to swing this one way or another?
I really think so. I think obviously a lot of eyes are going to be on this Republican convention. So the way he carries himself here, he might have some voters that are still kind of teetering, and this might be his chance to.
Well, this is the last chance for the Republican Party to pull together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe those voters are going to wait and see how, like the unity part, to see if
they don't achieve it at this event. They're done.
It could be. Yeah, it could be all she wrote.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to weigh in, we've got about 5 minutes left. And if he comes out after this event attacking the Republicans again...
Uh-huh. I mean...
If he says, you didn't support me enough, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, there is no other chance for them to pull together.
Never. Yep. Now, I wonder the million-dollar question. Do you think, and of course it's not above it, do you think he would do that if he lost? I think definitely.
Oh, sure he's going to blame the Republicans for how they've treated him.
That's why Ohio is such a crucial state. And I mean, I just,
for him.
Yes, that's why. I just cannot believe that John Kasich would, you know.
Not show up?
He really, really needs Kasich, I think.
You would think.
In Ohio, especially.
Remember, live Republican National Convention coverage, the only in Marion, Ohio.
But let's go. I'm ready to go right now.
Write this down, folks. Get your pen and get your paper. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to get your pen and paper and write this down. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. And we're going to give you the times one more time when you can catch the Republican National Convention live here on WWGH Radio. Myself, Terry Tackett, Brett Cornelius, live from Quicken Loans Arena, as well as Sean Kraft and Adam Lepp back here in the studio.
live call-ins with Charlie, too, right? I
mean, live call-ins with Charlie Evers on Wednesday morning. Now, here are the times.
Okay.
Here we go. You'll want to listen on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoon from 12 p.m. until 1 p.m. or 12 p.m. till 2 p.m., excuse me. We'll be live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from the Quicken Loans Arena, the Q, Republican National Convention, 12 to 2 p.m. Then we will do a special broadcast each night, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, from 7 till 8 p.m., preparing for the keynote speaker each night. On Thursday night, when the event is over, when Donald Trump concludes his acceptance speech and the Republican convention is ending, we will do a wrap-up show live immediately following that speech. So if you're watching that speech on television, as soon as that is over, turn that off and turn us on, and you will see what's going on from our perspective. Now, also on Wednesday and Thursday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we will be calling in to Charlie Evers' show for updates. So that's the Republican National Convention Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday right here on WWGH Radio.
And speaking of Charlie.
And Charlie's in here getting ready for a show coming up next.
On the way here, I thought, well, he's in Cleveland, but he sounds like he's live.
Cleveland tomorrow.
Oh, really? Did you get your passes and everything?
We got everything. When the speakers list came out for today, it was not the greatest.
Yeah.
But tomorrow will be.
Did you find out how you get your car in around?
There are three checkpoints.
Oh.
Three perimeter passes you've got to get through.
Right.
We got nice goodie bags.
Well, that's good.
Got a nice umbrella and what else? A poncho.
We got a free pass to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Free pass to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So we leave here tomorrow morning, so the first broadcast from the Republican convention will happen tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Well, okay.
So tomorrow at this time, it will sound
live.
As it sounds.
Let's hope, yeah.
Let's hope.
Then we'll be Let's hope there's still room on the among the radio waves for your outfit.
Holy
mackerel. Charlie will be calling you periodically, too.
Well, no, we have a reserve spot, is my understanding.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, a reserve. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say a reserve spot in the frequencies.
No, in the arena.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Yeah. Because a lot of people were not covering it today. A lot of television stations were waiting because today, the keynote tonight is Trump's wife.
Ivana?
Yeah. So there was not a... No, Ivanka's the daughter, isn't she?
I don't know.
I forget what his wife's name is. But today, it was like Scott Baio was the big speaker.
Yeah.
This
Chachi.
But tomorrow, we have Speaker of the House. Thursday, we have Vice President. And Thursday, we have Trump.
I think we should go to Kasich's people and ask for our money back.
You're angry with Kasich.
It's a good point.
Do you think he made a mistake
it's
by not going?
It's his state. At least he could do is show up and make
it. You would think he would go.
He didn't have to stand there and say, I hardly endorse him, but as governor, he should be there.
What it cost us, $10 million or whatever?
Well, it's his state.
Quite a few, yeah.
His state party.
Yeah. I look at this as there's going to be a whole new Republican Party come about.
Trump's 7 points behind in the polls as of today. Do you think the convention will swing that?
Who knows?
You never know. It's going to be a big 3 days. By the time we call in Wednesday morning, who knows what kind of chaos will have
That's
taken
right.
place.
So you'll be calling in sometime tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. We'll be live tomorrow.
We'll call it into your show.
Call into your show Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Our first broadcast will be 12 to 2 tomorrow and then 7 to 8 tomorrow night.
Okay, 12 to 2 tomorrow afternoon.
Right, and then 7 to 8 tomorrow night, and that's how we will handle
it. Okay, have you been in the arena yet?
No, they didn't let anybody in until today.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but everything's ready to go, and we've talked to Kinsey Harvey, who's the head of the whole thing, and everything's a go.
Great. Good to hear.
So stay tuned tomorrow, folks, but stick around now because the March Hazelit show coming up and it's on aging. You won't want to miss that. Stay tuned.
If you're tired, you need 12 black folks maybe, I'll put them on a piece. If you need something close to the house, I'll give you that too. And then I looked at my body and I said, Cancer, I ain't never bothered you. And I dare you.